And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. It's Friday, time for Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day. And the first one opens up in the book of Exodus. It's a wonderful reminder about who's truly in charge of planet Earth. Some people may think that they're in control and that their actions will ultimately decide the fate of this planet. However, such individuals are misguided, uninformed, unlearned, and unstable. Let's understand one thing. God gave mankind the opportunity to manage the earth, but he never handed over total ownership. He granted us the right to inhabit it, but it's his personal property. Next, here's the big mystery. We're not all going to sleep. In biblical terms, this means we're not all going to die. Despite those who believe that the planet deserves to outlive mankind, the reality is that not everyone on the planet is going to die because we're not all going to sleep. Get it? That's the mystery. Who's going to sleep, when, and what will the change be like? Ooh. And finally, here, listen to this exchange. I think I'll go buy that car. Hello, car dealership staff. I want to buy that car. Well, that's great, sir. That'll be $20,000. Wait. I don't have $20,000, but I can make payments. What kind of payments can you make, sir? Not the kind you want, but I want to get that kind of car, so what do I need? You need to put down a down payment. Why a down payment? Because that proves you're going to take care of the rest of it. Hey, wait a minute. That sounds spiritual. Is there a down payment for the kingdom of God? Yes, there is. Well, what's that down payment? It's the Holy Spirit. He is our down payment guarantee.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Oh, my. Spiritual observations. Oh, boy. And my life's insanities. Wow. Oy vey. There's so much more. Hey, remember three things. One, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. Two, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. And three, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. We're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show. So again, doesn't matter whether you're in San Diego or you're in Denver or you're in Dallas or you're in Detroit or you're on the moon, except I don't know how you reach us. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and creatures of all ages and sizes, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the weekend.
Aww.
Aww, that's so nice.
Hello, creatures of all ages and sizes.
Good pickup, man. Good pickup on that one. Very nice. We're going to do Jake's take in the next segment, so you get ready for that. We got a lot of stuff that we're trying to handle. Again, reminding you about our schedule. being kind of altered for for Monday. So that'll be a replay on Monday for me. I do want everybody to keep our friend Keith, who's a friend of Roslyn and Robert's, in prayer. Going through surgery, needs continual prayer. He's got a lot going on. It's Roslyn and Robert's friend, and they're connected. It's like we pray for one another. You take care of one another. Keep Eric in prayer. He did reach out to me and say he's doing great. They're having a great drive, and they're feeling good. We want to keep them in prayer. You also want to pray for Brother Ace and for Brother Gary, both of which are having physical issues, and you just want to keep praying. You don't stop praying. Okay, this is the thing. When you witness, and you witness somebody, it doesn't work out great, you don't stop witnessing, and you don't stop praying, and you don't stop being persistent, because Jesus commanded us to be persistent. You understand how that works? All right, so we've got all that stuff that's going on, but I want to say this. If you want to reach out to us because you've got a prayer request, then call or text or send an email. If you want to reach out to us because you've got a praise report, then call or text or send an email. Because those kind of things bless people, and it's also an opportunity for you to be blessed by other people's faith praying for you. It's very, very cool. Additionally, you can also do some of the Bible trivia. Ooh, this is a tough one. Ooh, Bible trivia, tough one. Coming out of the book of Revelation. Here we go. Here's your Bible trivia. How many heads does the dragon mention? And that's mentioned in the book of Revelation. How many heads does that dragon have? Now, let me give you the reference point. It's in Revelation chapter 12. How many heads does the dragon mentioned in Revelation have? Does it have 6, 10, or 7 heads on it? How many heads does the dragon mentioned in Revelation have on its head? How many heads does it have? Does it have 6 heads, 10 heads, or 7 heads? Heads. If you think you know the answer, you can call in. Of course, you're welcome to do that. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. How many heads does the dragon mentioned in Revelation have? And we're referring to Revelation 12. Hint, 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 hint. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA. You're probably sitting there thinking, what is DNA? DNA is the building blocks of what Christians need to be functioning on a regular basis. We'll start off with the D of our DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. I like the thing we said yesterday. Remember in the Superman comic book, they had the Daily Planet? That's the daily. Like every day, you draw closer to the Lord. You spend time with the Lord. Let me say this real quickly. Separated time from the Lord. Now, the reason I say that with such an emphasis is it is not spending time with the Lord when you're picking up your phone every 3 seconds. Or you're listening to people, you're doing it. It's like that is the wrong way. Jesus separated himself, went up to the mountain, got up early in the morning. You want undistracted time with the Lord. Draw closer to the Lord daily. That's number one. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Jesus said in Luke 9:26, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I come in glory with the Father. So you don't want to be, you don't want Jesus to be ashamed of you. What are the words of Jesus? Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. 39 in the old, 27 in the new. Dear human race, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, love God. That's the word of God. Oh, by the way, John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. That's Jesus. Get it? All right. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve. Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. And since we are not taken up yet, we are supposed to reflect Jesus more and more. And the way that we reflect Jesus is we serve. How do you serve? Whatever capacity the Lord drops on you, you have to be ready. Now, here's the key. Could it be something really major? Maybe you're going to go to a nonprofit organization and offer your time. Sure. Could it be something much more minor where you just send somebody a text saying, thinking of you, Lord bless you? Sure. It could be anything and everything. Whatever it is the Lord wants, you need to be ready on an everyday basis. And the more you serve others and take others into your life, the more life you have, and the more your obedience is being manifested to the command of God, love one another, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Wow. Okay. We do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
It's Brother Roger again.
Hello, Brother Roger again. How are you?
I haven't called last week, so I thought I'd call this week.
You got it, man. You got it. Let's do the trivia question first, and then give you a chance to share, okay? You ready for it?
I feel like I'm cheating, but yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. How many heads does the dragon mention in Revelation? How many heads does it have? Does it have 6, 10, or 7 heads, according to Revelation 12?
It's got 6.
Oh, but if
I'm
it was...
cheating.
Oh, you're so bad. You did that on purpose. You did that. How many heads does it have, Roger?
Is it 7?
It is 7, sir! That is hilarious that you did that. I give you mega props for pulling that one off. That was very, very funny. Nice job.
I thought it was.
Yeah, that was a good job. Very, very good job. All right. How are you doing in general, bro?
Well, I'm going to say that I am doing better than I'm supposed to.
Oh, nice.
That's what I'm going to say.
Nice. That's a great way to say that, because you know what? You're supposed to have nothing. You're supposed to do nothing. You're supposed to be obliterated because of your sin. So, yeah, very, very good. Excellent job.
Well, if I were convicted of everything that I've done, I'd be under the jail.
That's right. There you go. That's a great way to say that. Brilliant, brilliant. Love it, love it.
Anyway, I do have something for you, Brother David.
All right, go ahead. You fire away. You share with us.
Okay. Well, first of all, I got my car situation turned around.
Praise the Lord.
I thought it was going to be like $2,000 to fix it, and it cost me $25.
$25?
$25? I thought it was going to cost $2,000 to cost $25.
Wait. You thought it was going to cost $2,000 and it cost you $25?
Yes.
Man, I got to hang out with you more often. Wow.
Well, I felt like the Lord told me, look under the hood, you'll see what the problem is. It was just a hose leaking.
Wow. Good. Praise the Lord that you got through that. That's great, brother, because we did pray for you, and I'm just really happy about that. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I do have a thing about what you were teaching on your daily thing.
Uh-huh.
Daily, you say we need to daily do something.
Yep.
Well, we need to daily have faith.
Yes, absolutely. 100% correct, Amundo. Daily have faith. Fresh faith every day.
How does faith come, David?
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17.
Right. And okay. Then if you pray that God will bring back to remembrance every word that you've ever heard or were preached or were taught, he will bring it back to your remembrance on a daily basis.
That's awesome. If you are open to it, the Lord will renew your mind and refresh your mind.
Right.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Good job, brother. That's a good word. I love
it. You have to pray.
Yep, yep. So you got to pray, and you got to get in the Word. You got to, and that's yeah. that whole spending time with the Lord, and that creates that freshness. And then your Christianity yeah. is not stale. It's really simple. If your Christian walk is stale, it's not God's fault.
No.
There you go. Just that straightforward.
And then with the faith thing, believe the impossible is possible.
That's right. Say that again.
Believe the impossible is possible.
That's right, because nothing is impossible with God. That's right. Nice work, bro. Good job.
So there we go.
Thank you, brother.
I had to get my I usually have a weekly thing that I Thursday or Friday call you. I didn't get to call you last week, but I wanted to touch base with you. And I am keeping on the eye on the person that you want me to keep an eye on.
There you go.
I love you guys. I love your show. I hope that helps your show.
I appreciate it.
God bless.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. All right. Excellent job by our brother. Excellent, excellent work. All right. We'll take our break and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Destroying
everyone. Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
The deterioration of the ecosystem, or creation itself, is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Quick reminder on the schedule for Monday, we'll be doing a best of replay, but also a quick reminder on the website is a link to the interview I did with Roger Marsh. It's a cute interview. That's what I call it. A cute interview, right? I don't know. Sometimes they think the word acute is used incorrectly, but we'll just move on from there. We have another trivia question we want to do, plus we have a teaching, plus we have Jake's take. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to do the trivia question, then we'll do Jake's take, and then we're going to do the other teaching. Here it is. We got in trouble on this one. Well, we didn't get in trouble, but some people got in trouble on this one before, so I'm giving you the reference ahead of time. Genesis 6:16. Genesis 6:16 is going to be referenced. How many windows did Noah's Ark have? Is it 4, 1, or 3 windows? Looking at Genesis 6:16. Okay? And this is the same thing. That's why I want to remind Joyenne and Cordelia to make sure to look at Genesis 6:16. We had this happen before on this exact same question. I'm just saying that together. And so I'm going to give them a chance to demonstrate otherwise. But is it 4, 1, or 3 windows? I'm just going to leave that there. Okay, just going to leave that there. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483, as well as send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Thank you, Joyanne. Just laughing. I love talking to people through this. Okay, so we are going to do Jake's take, and it is important because this weekend not only has my family in town, but it has other important elements to it. So let's do Jake's take. All right, my good friend, what do we have on Jake's take today?
Well, the NFL playoffs are upon us.
They're upon us. What?
They are tomorrow and Sunday, NFL playoffs. The Cowboys, starting with them, are taking on the Green Bay Packers.
Okay, what's that one looking like?
So the Cowboys do have the better record, and it's in Arlington.
Okay.
So they should win, but we talked about this outside of the show, but the last 10 times the Cowboys have played the Packers, Cowboys have only won one time.
So, yikes.
Yeah, history's against them right now.
All right, that's a tough one. And then what else do we get?
And then, like you mentioned, your Detroit Lions are playing in their first playoff game in about 100 years. No. I'm sure it feels like it. But
thank you for saying that, but yes, it does feel like that. Go ahead.
The Detroit Lions are taking on the Rams.
All right.
And it's in Detroit, so I think they'll win that game. Hopefully, you said you're having family coming over, so hopefully, as a family, don't have Detroit losing.
I can just see our family watching that football game. Okay, that was a joke. See, that's humor. Okay, that's why that's funny. Okay, all right. Remember the reference point on this trivia question, and then we're getting there teaching. Just relax. We'll get there. The reference point is what? It's Genesis 6:16. How many windows did Noah's Ark have? 4, 1, or 3? That's very specific. 4, 1, or 3. That's the question. Do we have somebody ready to answer the trivia question? We do. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Steven.
Hello, Steven, my good friend. How are you?
I'm okay. I was just curious. Does this question have anything to do with Joshua, the son of Nun?
No, that's a good one, but no. It does not have to do with Joshua, the son of Nun, but that is a funny one right there. And if people don't get that, Joshua's last name is he was the son of Nun, as in N-U-N, not N-O-N-E. For those that are going, what is that all about? I am my good friend. Thanks for doing that. All right, here's your trivia question. How many windows in the ark, how many windows were available for Noah to put Phoenician blinds on? Is that 1, 4, or 3?
Well, you got me because I didn't know there were any.
All right, here we go. Watch this. Verse Genesis, you're so bad. Genesis 6:16, you shall make a window for the ark. A window for the ark.
Must be one.
It is one! That is correct, sir!
You are so bad. You're hilarious. You know that, right? I mean, I know you're doing what you're doing, but it's funny. I just want to say, you should have a secondary career, but you'd have to do it on an album first. Anyway.
I'm already broke, so I couldn't go any further broke.
So broke, I can't pay attention, right? There you go. Ba-dum-bump. Excellent job, my brother. We love you.
You have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. I love our audience. You guys are so funny. All right, let me do this teaching. I don't want people to be like, well, we got to do the teaching. I'm going to do the teaching. Some people are like, you don't have to do the teaching. Yes, I do. Exodus 9:29. Let's just make this really simple. Ready? Moses said to him, when I have left the city, I will extend my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, so that you may know the earth is the Lord's. Let's just stop and reexamine this. Exodus 9:29, Moses is talking to Pharaoh. When I leave the city, I'm going to put my hands up. Okay? The thunder is going to stop, and there's going to be no more hail. So what? So that you may know the earth is the Lord's. Well, wait a minute, Dave. Thunder, hail, weather patterns, climate change, everything's falling apart, right? So that you may know the earth is the Lord's. Hey, you know who's in charge of weather? Not Mother Nature, as much as I thought the commercials were hilarious about butter. It's parquet. I got it. But the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And you know who's in charge of the weather?
Well, man-made CEO, this, that, them doing this and curbing this and this and that, whatever. And
it's like when God decides there's no more rain, there's no more rain. When God decides there's no more lightning, there's no more lightning. There's no more hail, there's no more hail. When God decides there's no more this, there's no more this. By the way, the earth will never be flooded again. That's a promise from the Most High God. There will be a little bit of an oven scenario, which is a little hotter than the other direction people are thinking. But here is the bottom line. The weather, the earth, its existence, its functionality, its entirety is in God's hands. No, you understand. Mankind, they're the stewards. And the earth is God's property. Man doesn't own it. Man is renting. Jesus is going to come back, rental over. But, yeah, just keep saying that because it won't change a single thing. The Lord says when the hail stops, the Lord says when the thunder stops, but they're weather patterns. And who controls all of the atmosphere to his delight? In fact, the sun doesn't rise without the Lord giving permission. But that's the rotation. There will be no rotation if the Lord decides. Oh, by the way, that was manifest in Joshua chapter 10. Rotation stopped. The earth is the Lord's. It's not mankind's. We're messing it up in this capacity, that capacity. God considers pollution sin. And because of sin, we have polluted. Not because of a Snickers bar. People better get it straight because it's because of the sin and the land that has been soaked in the sin that the judgment's going to come. Hey, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And you know who's in charge of the earth, the kingdoms of the earth and the weather? God is. That too. That's what we got to remember. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
David Spoon Experience.
Verse 39, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Verse 40, meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the city of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every city along the way until he came to Caesarea. He was in Caesarea, by the way, for 20 years, which explains why he had the daughters. But here's what I want you to catch. While he was en route, he landed in the Azotus. However he got from point A to point B is amazing. We don't even know. But what he did was he preached the gospel in every city along the way until he came to his destination. And if you cannot recognize, that is a testimony from God saying, you take the gospel wherever you go until you reach your destination, which is either you being called up to the Lord personally, corporately, or however it's going to take place. Every place we go, everywhere we are, we take the gospel. That does not mean you grab a microphone. It does not mean you grab some kind of bullhorn and scream at people with the gospel. You just make sure that you are sensitive. That's the very DNA we talk about all the time. You're sensitive to the Lord. You're taking the gospel with you wherever you go. You're recognizing that wherever you go, you might have a one-time encounter with somebody, and they might make a decision for Jesus just based on that encounter. Noelle and I had that exact thing happen on our way from San Diego to Rockwell, to Fate. And we met somebody from a hotel that we were at and talked to them one time and prayed with her. And she became a Christian. And we never saw her again. It's not our call. It's up to the Lord. Just be available. You don't have to be, that's the word I'm looking for. You don't have to be Billy Graham. Like I said, Billy Graham wasn't Billy Graham. In other words, just be yourself. Be available. You never know what the Lord will do and how he'll use that. Okay? That's what's so cool about this text. Now, we finished up to chapter 8. Now, Acts chapter 9, we're going into Saul. And that is some serious stuff. Here is the trivia question. What was the affliction of the woman who was touched? Who touched the hem of Jesus' robe, and she had an issue with bleeding, an issue of blood, for quite some time, as we know, 12 years. The issue of blood, that is what she sought the Lord for, and she touched him, and then Jesus healed her physically, socially, psychologically, and emotionally, all together at one time. Isn't that cool? Jesus is cool. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're going to do a trivia question, send you up to the site, and then we have somebody on the line. So we're doing it all together, moving it as quickly as we can. Here is your trivia question. How many times did Balaam's donkey run away from him? How many times did Balaam's donkey run away from him? 3, 7, or 2 times? Your answer is in Numbers 22:33. 22, Numbers 22:33. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you the website. Then we're going to take our caller. The website, the reason we're sending you the website is simple.
We need help.
Financially, we need help. That's how it goes. That's what ministries are like. And like I said, I was telling my father-in-law, Bruce, who's, by the way, Bruce and Julie are the best in-laws. I mean, they're just great, great, great in-laws, just phenomenal. But I was telling him, if I had $1 billion, I wouldn't ask for money. But I don't, so I have to. So bottom line, if you can give, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. Just pray that the Lord will help us and get through all the things that we need. You can do that. You can commit to that. Check it out on the website under the donate button, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
That's right. That's what's going to happen at the end of the show. That right there. You heard it.
It's going to be us trying to walk on the ice. Yeah. One day.
Last time we had a big ice storm, I fell right on my tuchus. Anyway, let's have this person call on through. We had a caller waiting on. Let's bring him in. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David.
Hi.
It's Al from Angus. I spoke to you yesterday, and you corrected me on the number of...
Hi, Al. How are you? Oh, brother, how are you?
I had a question for you,
sure.
Kind of a Bible reference.
Sure.
Who was the shortest man mentioned in the Bible?
Oh, see, this is a great, great question. So I can't remember the guy's name, but I think it's whoever it was. Now, you have to tell me if I'm wrong. It's either the guy from Shoe Height... Okay. Oh, wait. Or it was,
yes.
Peter, because
you
he's.
Got it. Yeah,
wait.
Job. It was. I thought you were going to say Zacchaeus. And I was saying there was no one shorter than him. Yeah. That was Bildad the Shuhite.
And wait. Then I heard this one. Somebody said this one, and I thought this was hilarious. Or it's Peter who slept on his watch. I thought, oh, that's good, right?
That's really small. Yeah.
That's really small. That's hilarious. Al, anytime you call, anytime. That's hilarious. That's just absolutely great. I love it. Great job,
brother.
Have
a great day.
All right, thank you. All right. See, now we got people doing with the jokes and the jokes. This is our show. Get used to it. That's all I gotta say. All right. So we trivia question. Now somebody's calling in on the trivia question. This is a nonstop show. You hang on. I got to hang on. Everybody hang on. Somebody's calling in the trivia question. The question is, how many times did Balaam's donkey run away from him? One of my absolute favorite stories in the Bible. I'm actually going to be doing a study on Deuteronomy and then teaching that, but this numbers section is just, it's so good. There's so many good things in it. So how many times did Balaam's donkey run away from him or turn the other direction? Was it 3 times, 7 times, or 2 times? Numbers 22:33. That is going to be your main reference point. And then the shoe height. That's just such so funny. But then Peter sleeping on his watch. Come on, that's funny too. All right, so here's what we got. I've got this other teaching we're going to do. I'm going to wait and see if we're going to take a call or not. And if not, I'm going to do the nope, we're not going to take the call. All right, so we've got that trivia question out. I want to do this teaching because we're running out of time and things are getting past me. Like they normally do, especially on a Friday. Fridays are the weirdest shows, right? I mean, we only got like 20 minutes left. All right, well, let's do this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 52. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound... and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. First thing I want to say to you is there's a lot of people that have a sense of an idea of what this means. And we do have a caller, and they're going to answer the trivia question. We'll let them through. But I want to come back to this, and we're not going to – we'll hang on longer if we need to just to do this teaching. But guess what? There's a mystery, and you're not going to get all the details on the mystery, but you're going to get bits and pieces of it, and that's what we're going to review. It's very fascinating. In the meantime, let's have the caller come through, and then we'll answer the trivia question. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is Rodney.
Hey, Rodney, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal. How's that? That's a good one. Phenomenal. Is that good?
Okay, there you go. Good.
All right, brother, look it. I'll set the trivia up, and then you tell me if you get any prayer requests or needs, and then we'll pray for you as well, okay? Because I want to make sure to do that, all right? So you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, I'll set it up, and then you hit it out. How many times did Balaam's donkey run away from him? Was it 3, 7, or 2 times?
Yeah, I may have this messed up, but I believe it was 2.
Okay, but if it was one more, what would it be?
Two plus one, that's three.
That is correct, Melissa! Just so you can know, Ronnie, just so you can know, there's other people that texted and said 2, 3. And every time I've heard this question, I do the exact same. I go, it's 2. And then I go, wait, is it 2?
Yeah.
Is it 3? I know it's not 7, but it's not 2. Is it 2? Is it 3? It's 3. So numbers 22:33, 3 times. And, of course, that's the best story in the world because – the Lord used that donkey to rebuke that prophet. Just like,
you know, exactly. Well, I should have known that there's something about the number 3 all through the Bible.
Yeah, amazing, right? And then it's 3, 3, and then 40s, and then 7. It's amazing, all that stuff. It's really cool.
Okay,
all right. Well, how you doing? You need prayer? What do you got?
But I'm going to say that, I've been listening to you but hadn't been able to call in. But some of the things that you've been teaching on has helped me. I wanted to talk with you at one time, but I've got answers but just by listening to some of the messages you've been bringing through. So I praise the Most for that.
Amen. Amen, brother. And do you need prayer for anything? I pray over you?
Oh, well, yeah, you can pray over me, just family. Just the Most High, just continue to bring a family stronger in the Most High. Got some prodigals, but just hope he brings them in.
Yep. Got it. I know exactly what you got. I got one of them. So I totally get it. All right. So let's pray. I want to pray that the Lord blesses you and your family. Okay. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now and I lift up my brother to you. And it's just simple, Lord. He's my brother. He's my brother in you, Lord. He's my brother. This is my brother. And I am asking you to bless my brother. I'm asking you to bless his family. I'm asking you to bless the people in his family. He's got a prodigal. Yeah. You, Lord, you taught on the prodigal. I got a prodigal. We need your help with these prodigals. Let them come to realize, make the decision, make the journey home, get it correct, get it right. And, Lord, we pray for peace and grace upon this family. And I pray that Ronnie would have just an infusion of confidence and faith and expectation that you are moving within his family and within his framework and his life, and that you will bless him, and he will in turn bless others and be mouthpiece, be a witness to your glory and to your grace. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. I'm in agreement with that. Praise the Most High.
Amen, brother. Love you.
Amen. Thank you. Love you too, brother.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, let me go back to this teaching. All right, I'm going to get – I can pull this off. Watch. I'm fast. Watch this. Here we go. All right. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. All right, first and foremost, it's a mystery. So let's just recognize some mysteries are fully revealed, some mysteries are partially revealed, and some mysteries are very little revealed, okay? It says, we shall change. Listen, regardless of what you're going through, I just want to say this super nice. At some point, it's going to change. You know, how do you get that out of text? We're all going to change. At some point, that's it. We're done. And you can look forward to the change. In fact, in the face of eternity, all of these problems lose their might. In testimony, Paul says the troubles that we go through now are nothing compared to what's coming. And our eventual glory far outweighs the troubles that we are presently in. It's like you're going through a problem. It's like on a scale of 1 to 1 billion, you're at a 1/1,000,000th of an inch. Because you're going to spend eternity with God. You're going to dance on streets of gold. You'll be free from fear, from discouragement, from all those. That is a change. You're heading for a change. We will all be changed. And here's the coolest part about this. And this is why I want to bring this in. Because you think I'm going to give you an eschatological teaching. Yeah. I got some revelation teachings coming. But I'm not doing that here. I'm just setting it up. At the last trumpet, in the twinkling of an eye, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable. We will be changed. Oh, another change. Change, change, change. Because the change coming. Here's what you got to know. When is this all going to happen? Well, he says it right there, at the last trumpet. Okay, at the last trumpet. Got it. But that's not the cool part. What? It's this. In a moment. In a twinkling of an eye. Not the blink of an eye. A twinkle of the eye. What does that mean? The twinkle, a blink can actually be counted in seconds. A twinkle just comes and goes. Bling. And this is what I want you to know. Change is coming, and guess what? In the twinkling of an eye, which means in a moment, a quick moment. And in a quick moment, change is coming. And here's what you got to get. It only takes a moment, a twinkling of an eye, for a miracle to emerge for you to find grace and mercy in your situation. You think, no, Dave, it took me 20 years. Yeah, maybe the Lord will extend it out and require you to go through a process. But then again, maybe it'll change in a moment. And you will never be the same, and it will never be the same. You can't tell God how to do something. You may ask him to do whatever you want, as long as it's in the framework of his will. But how he brings it about is his business. His timing and methodology is his business. And it only takes a moment
for you to find a miracle. And how do you know that's true? Because it says right here, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we'll all be changed. There's proof that it only takes a moment for a miracle. Your miracle can be a moment away. How about holding on to that for longer than 5 minutes? Huh? Okay. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
So in this position, I have the opportunity to interview people, and have so for the last 5 years, from all across the range of Christianity, from authors and from actors and musicians. We are about to have an opportunity we've never had on this show. We actually have Lee Strobel on the phone with us. It was 19 years ago, I believe, this September 1st, where his book came out, The Case for Christ. If you're Jewish like I am and then became a Christian, that was when you went, oy vey, this book was a life changer for many, and now it's a movie. Lee, are you there on the phone with us?
I am, David. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. Thrilled to have you on the show. It's
Thank you. My privilege.
I just got to start. I know they give you a list of questions just so you can know, Lee. I never use them. So
good for you.
It's like, come on. I want to tell you, we're brothers here in the Lord. Talk to me. First of all, you wrote this book, The Case for Christ. Let's first talk about the writing of the book, and then we'll talk about that connection to the movie. Why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't start out to do that. I mean, I was an atheist. My wife became a Christian. So in order to try to rescue her from this Christian cult, I decided to use my journalism training and legal training and disprove Christianity to show that the resurrection never really happened. Of course, I ended up coming to the opposite conclusion and ended up coming to faith. But I did this investigation for my own edification, for my own education, not because I wanted to write a book. And then it was actually later my wife said to me, hey, you ought to write a book about that. I said, really? And she said, sure. So that's how the book came about.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Going to do our last trivia question, and then remember we have that schedule change. Just a lot of stuff going on. Here's your last trivia question. If you're not sure, look it up. You can always guess. There's nothing wrong with guessing. Nobody gets blasted for guessing wrong. I mean, I've been guessing about things for years. God, I know, just is laughing at me, but that's not the point. At the crucifixion of Jesus, how long was there darkness over the earth? 5 minutes, 3 hours, or 1 hour? Your answer is going to directly be found in Mark chapter 15, verse 33. Okay? How long was there darkness over the earth? 5 minutes, 3 hours, or 1 hour?
Not how long was he on the cross, but how long was there darkness? Was there darkness over the earth? 5 minutes, 3 hours, or 1 hour? Mark 15:33. That is the question on Rooney. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. And also text 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email to david@hemusincrease.org. I'm going to lift up a prayer. So Jeanette sent a form in and wanted prayer for people, and I thought it was really a good thing, so I want to pray for her as well as the audience. She just was concerned, had a burden for people who are older, who've been laid off on their jobs and so on and so forth, and didn't have a chance to retire properly and are going through financial struggles. So that's anybody who's, well, when you say senior, it's like, you see biblically how it goes. 0 to 20 is a child, 20 to 40 is a young adult, 40 to 60 is an adult, and anything over 60 is an elder. So if you're ever looking to try and figure that out. But we're going to pray for people who are having some financial troubles in our audience. So let's do that real fast before we do anything else. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. And as always, first, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you because you are awesome. And you take care of us as your kids. You love us. You put up with us. Amazingly, you are just so patient and graceful with us. And Lord, we got people in our audience right now. And it's financially a tough time. The economy's hard for some people. It's really, really difficult. But Lord, you have never failed to provide for your people. And even when there's little, you're able to multiply. So we ask you to bring that great miracle power into people's personal lives. And there could be multiplication where there needs to be multiplication. That the people that are worried would not be so focused on the worry, but would be confident in their God, that they would believe you, not just believe in you, but believe you, that you are faithful and true. Minister to those who have a fear for what is coming, to have a faith for who's bringing it. Please, Lord, help all of us in that, to trust you more and more, and to have confidence in your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, so I wanted to pray for that. So thank you, Jeanette, for sending that out in the form. Again, your question at the crucifixion of Jesus, how long was there darkness on the earth? 5 minutes, 3 hours, or 1 hour? Mark 15:33 is your best bet. I'm going to just have to do the teaching, which means I'm not doing history or the jokes. We'll have to do that next week. 2 Corinthians 5:1-5 says this, for we know that if our early earthly house, a tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And in fact, we groan in this one, longing to put on our house from heaven, since when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. Indeed, we who are in this tent groan, burdened as we are, because we do not want to be unclothed but clothed, so that immortality may be swallowed, or so that mortality, blew that one, so that mortality may be swallowed up by life. The one who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who gave us the Holy Spirit as our down payment. So even though I messed up the reading, which I did, here's the bottom line. In us, we have this earthly house, this tent, and it's going to come to an end. It doesn't matter whether it's going to happen through a rapture or through a delayed time and your body decomposes. This body is coming to an end. The body you are in will not be the body you stay in, because the body you are in right now is mortal. Do you understand? It's mortal. It has a beginning. It has an end. But mortality is going to be swallowed up by immortality, and we are going to spend eternity with God. And how we know is because God gave us a down payment. The down payment is the Holy Spirit who abides inside of you. Listen, God the Father gave us the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son, in order to redeem us. Jesus fulfilled his ministry on earth and then ascended to the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for the saints. in his ministry stead, the Holy Spirit was sent, Acts chapter 2. And the Holy Spirit abides in us actually while Jesus lives in our heart by faith, which God has granted for all of us to participate through his grace. The Holy Spirit inside you is the down payment of that which is to come. So when you're wondering, gee, I wonder if I'm going to make it, and then you realize that you're being convicted by God, that's the Holy Spirit convicting you. That conviction, while challenging because you have to grow up because of it, should also be affirming because it tells you the Holy Spirit's working inside you. That's the down payment. And when the Holy Spirit guides you, when the Holy Spirit leads you, when the Holy Spirit comforts, when any of that stuff takes place, it's the Spirit of the living God inside of you. And that testimony, again, testifies to the eternity and the immortality that you're going to exist in. The best thing that can happen to you is a confrontation with the Holy Spirit. Because while you'll have to grow up, you can also take in your back pocket, I am going to live forever. And the testimony is right here. That's eternity's down payment. The one who prepared us for this very thing is God, who gave us the Holy Spirit as our down payment. And that down payment is proof of our eternity. Like, okay, how is that not the greatest deal ever? It is the greatest deal ever. All right, at the crucifixion of Jesus, how long was there darkness on the earth? Was it 5 minutes, 3 hours, or 1 hour? And the answer is 3 hours. I actually got in a debate with my father about this because he said Jesus must have known when there was going to be an eclipse. And I said, name one eclipse that lasted 3 hours. And he said, good point. That was the last of that conversation. And then he started just getting mad at me all the time. All right. Go into the weekend with faith and expectation. Okay? Look at it that way. The Lord bless you. You're not going to see me for 94 and a half hours. So you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break, 94 and a half hours. Talk to you then.
Most of my life.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.